This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Roses are red, violets are blue. When the Z Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses, catching cheaters one at a time, and it starts now.
All right, and don't forget, you can catch up on old War of the Roses, Dirty Works, and all that stuff online at Z104.com. Let's welcome Emily to the show. Hey, Emily.
Hey, everybody.
So, who are we putting to the test for you today?
My boyfriend, Sean.
Okay, and we are not happy because he's been flirting with a girl over Instagram, is that right?
Well, yeah, I mean, he's been liking all over her pictures. And you know how when someone likes every one of your pictures, some people take a picture of them liking everything, it's all meta, and then they're like, hey, thanks for all the love.
Yeah.
This girl did that, and it was my boyfriend who was doing all the liking.
I see. And does this other girl have a name?
Yeah, I think it's Sarah something.
Okay, now, part of the reason this is kind of surprising, you said, is because Sean is a very jealous person, correct?
Yeah. He found out I had lunch a couple of weeks ago with my ex, and we got in a huge fight about it. It was awful.
So you would think that any guy who's so possessive wouldn't be liking another girl's entire Instagram portfolio. So, all right, well, let's put Sean to the test here. What we're going to do is we're going to give him a free dozen roses to send to anybody he wants. You're going to get to hear who he chooses and what he puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
All right, time for the two questions we ask every War of the Roses participant. Question one, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yes.
And question two, how certain are you that when we give him these free roses to send to somebody, he's going to pick you to send them to?
I mean, I'd be surprised if he picked somebody else. He's pretty smart.
Okay. Well, let's find out.
Darling at random.
Hello?
Good morning. I'm calling to speak to a Sean, please.
This is Sean.
Good morning, Sean. My name's Ashley, and I'm calling from a brand new floral delivery service called floraldesigns.com. How are you today?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm great. Thank you for asking. So the reason I'm calling is, first of all, to ask if you've ever heard of our company before. So have you heard of floraldesigns.com?
Nah, I don't think so, man.
Well, do you mind if I ask you, how often do you order flowers?
I would say maybe a few times a year, I guess.
Okay, a few times a year. I mean, perfect. So what our company does is eliminate the need to ever drive to a flower shop or pay expensive delivery fees like when you order online. And you can do all of this with the push of a button from your phone. Does that sound good?
Oh, yeah.
Great. Like, so here's the best part. In an effort to get new customers to try out our app, I'm allowed to give you a free trial of our service, one time only. So basically what we'll do is I'll send a dozen romantic red roses to anyone you want for absolutely free.
Oh, okay. So I have to download like an app or something, right?
I mean, if you want to, but you don't have to. In fact, what we usually tell people is wait until you see how you like our service, then download it after if you want to. So is there anybody you'd like to send a dozen roses to for absolutely free?
Yeah, sure. Why not? It's free. Might as well.
Right? Yep, exactly. The best part, though, is the person receiving the flowers won't know that they were free. So they'll think you probably spent like a bunch of money on them.
Yeah, that's good. Okay.
All right. So who would you like us to send a dozen roses to today?
Let's go with my girlfriend. Her name is Emily.
Okay, and the flowers are going to come with a card. So what would you like to put on the card?
Put anything. I put down, like, thinking about you, love, Sean.
Okay, well, I think she's really going to love these. They're beautiful, really nice.
Hold on, wait. I just thought, can I change something on there?
Yeah, sure. What do we need to change?
All right, on the card, can you put, instead of what I just said, can you put I can't stop thinking about you and then sign it from Marcus?
I can't stop thinking about you and sign it from who?
Marcus.
Marcus. Okay. Are the flowers still going to the same person?
Yes, everything is the same.
Okay. Can you hold on 1 second? I'm going to get the address from you next.
Okay, sure. No problem.
Okay, 1 second.
Okay, so Emily looks good here. He picked you. Now, is Marcus Sean's real name?
No. Marcus is my ex-boyfriend.
Marcus is your... Hold on a second. Marcus is your ex-boyfriend, the one that you said you had lunch with?
That's his name, Marcus.
So why is your boyfriend sending you flowers under your ex's name?
I know exactly what's going on here. I know why he's doing it. It's because he wants it to look like your ex sent you flowers, so you get in trouble. It's almost like he wants evidence against you.
Oh, my God. That's like evil genius stuff right there. So he's like setting her up.
Yes, he is going to play the victim. And I also bet it's because he's messing around on you, but he needed to have something on his side. So if he gets caught, it looks like you're messing around too.
This is just sinister. All right, so Emily, what do you want to do? Should we bust him?
Yeah, it's up to you, Emily.
Oh, God. No, I don't think so. I want to see what happens when these flowers show up. I mean, I want to see what he does.
Okay, so, all right, so we just keep it a secret for now? Send the flowers and just wait?
I seriously want to know if he's going to try and accuse me of something.
All right, what about this? What if we make sure you get the flowers tomorrow, and if he says anything to you, like, you're a cheater, I knew it, then what we do is we expose him for the freaking liar that he is on Dirty Work Wednesday.
Yes, that completely works.
Okay, don't hang up. We got to get some info from you, okay?
Okay.
The Z-Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.